the Dance School Startup mini podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Hi everybody, it's Laura here over at Dance School Startup. Welcome back to season 2 of the podcast. My goodness, I feel like I haven't spoken to anyone for so long. I mean, apart from my one-to-one clients, big shout out to you guys. But apart from that, I have had the most crazy return. So obviously went back to dancing in September, school reopened, everything has been absolutely brilliant. I'm not going to lie, I'm absolutely buzzing every day. It's so nice to be back. All the kids are out of bubbles and everybody's just such a good frame of mind. So that's absolutely brilliant. But on top of that, as some of you know, I'm in a show at the moment. So that's all a bit crazy. But that ends at the end of October. And then life is going to be a little bit more normal again, which I'm not going to lie, I'm quite excited about. My little boy has started big school, so he's in reception. So we've had to get used to all of that and all of the new ways of everything working in the mornings and after school. So you know how it is, guys. It's just been absolutely mental. Anyway, enough about me. How are you? I hope you guys are well. Congratulations to those that opened in September. Congratulations to those who reopened in September. And also massive congratulations to those who are due to open in the new year. I'm so excited for you all. I've been following you guys on Facebook and following your journeys and obviously checking in here and there. But I am super proud of everybody. You all look like you are absolutely smashing it. So well done. So today we're here with a brand new episode, season 2. And the title for this episode I thought was quite appropriate because I have seen a bit of this in the group and also with my one-to-one clients. And that is, I've started a dance school. Now what? And I think a lot of us can relate to this. There's this massive build-up and you're putting so much effort into it. And day in, day out, all you are thinking about is the planning of the big opening. You're marketing, you're sorting venues out, you're trying to convert trials into starters. There's this massive build-up, almost like a wedding. It's just this crazy, huge build-up for the event. And then you open the school and it's like, right, now what do I do? And it's almost like an anticlimax for some of you. I know you felt that way, and not in a negative way, not in the fact that you're not enjoying it, but just in the sense that you've had so much in your thoughts and you've had so many brain tabs open. Suddenly you're sort of doing it and it's like, oh, okay, I'm doing it now. And this is a little bit scary and I'm not quite sure what to do next. And I've kind of noticed there's two versions of this. You've got the people that are kind of just feeling a little bit underwhelmed with it all. And they're just a bit unsure of, you know, where to go next with it. And then you've got the opposite end of the scale where you've got some people who are super overwhelmed with it all. And actually, perhaps it's grown a little bit bigger than they expected it to. And they're not sure how to keep it up, how to keep up at the top of their game. So I wanted to talk about this today because I just thought, well, actually, this will probably relate to quite a few different people. And hopefully I'll give a few nuggets of value here that will help some of you along the way. So I want to start by breaking it down into the two categories. So for those of you who are feeling a little bit lost, some of you have used terms like feeling a little bit flat, or perhaps you're just feeling a little bit like anticlimactic and generally not really sure where to go next with it all, or what you should be doing. And the big main answer to you guys is more of the same. This is not the time to lose momentum. What you need to remember is that dance might not be a priority right now to some parents. There has been a lot going on. Some of us are still suffering a bit of a COVID hangover. People aren't quite emerged back into the real world yet. But if they don't know about you, how are they going to find out about you in 2-3 months time when they are ready to re-emerge and get their children back into activities? And the most important thing is that you need to be present. You need to be in the forefront of their minds. You need to be absolutely on top of your marketing. Even if you feel like perhaps you're flogging a dead horse, you won't be, because you never know who's looking at those posts, who's perhaps screenshot something and sent it to their granddaughter, their daughter, their son, their son-in-law. You know, these guys could be looking at your stuff, not necessarily for today, and you might be feeling like perhaps you haven't quite got the uptake that you'd hoped, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's really important that you don't lose that momentum, because as I say, dance might not be a priority now to some people, but look after Christmas when people have settled into their new year at school, people have got back into the swing of things, then might be the time that they're looking for a new activity, and you want to be the one that they remember and that stood out for the crowd so that they can come to you straight away and sign up for your classes. And also, just going back to people who are concerned that the uptake wasn't perhaps as high as you'd hoped, the first thing I want to say is don't panic, okay? There's no point panicking. That mindset's not going to help you or assist you in any way. So take a deep breath. But if perhaps it's not been as good as you hoped, now is the time to concentrate instead of on uptake, perhaps look at upsell. So looking at the classes that you've got availability in, who's attending the classes around it, and seeing if perhaps you can upsell to the people that you've already got, because those people already invested, they're clearly enjoying themselves, they've stayed with you, so far so good. So now might be the time to approach them. And if you go back to an episode we did in season one about how to approach upselling, have a go back and listen to that, because I know a lot of people really get nervous about upselling and feel like they're coming across too strong, but ultimately you don't have to come across strong in any way. What you're doing is you're just opening a client's eyes to what else you offer. And actually, you're doing them a disservice if you don't let them know that that stuff is there, because ultimately if they don't know, they could be missing out. So what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no, they're not interested, or they're going to say, oh, maybe next time. And again, it's being present and being in the forefront of people's minds. Adding an extra ballet class, adding an extra ballroom and Latin class might not be something they want to do now, but after Christmas it might be. And unless they know about that class being available, how are they going to sign up to it? So don't be afraid to start your upselling now. Now, if you are somebody who is feeling a little bit flat at the moment, then how about considering perhaps putting on a small event? Giving you something to plan, giving your students something to look forward to is a brilliant way of getting you back in the zone and getting everybody fired up. And also, it will give you so much content to use on the social media. And again, in turn, that will get external people excited about what you're offering, and perhaps that will give them the push to join you. And it doesn't have to be anything big. It doesn't have to be this grand show in a theatre venue. It could be anything. It could be a small open day. It could be a watching week. Obviously, now the regulations have changed, you can get that sort of thing going again. And parents just love the opportunity to come in and see what their children have been up to. So, you know, consider something small. If you want to go bigger, then great. But consider just a little something that you can get your teeth into. It's not going to overwhelm you. It's not something that's going to cost parents a fortune, but it's going to create a buzz. It's going to create interest. It's going to give you some more things to put on your social media. It's going to get the students excited about something that's in the future, which obviously will then in turn create long-term commitment, and also perhaps get some outsiders looking in a little bit more interested in joining if they see this event coming up. So we've talked a lot here about people that are feeling a little bit lost and a little bit flat, but what if you're feeling completely overwhelmed and you're at the other end of the scale? I have spoken to some clients who are in a very fortunate situation in the sense that they have actually experienced growth a lot quicker than they expected to, and they're feeling really overwhelmed, and actually they're feeling a little bit lost in a completely different way. They can't see the wood for the trees, and they're not quite sure how to keep on top of everything and not drown under the admin and everything else that comes with running a business. And if you're one of those people, let's first of all start by reminding ourselves that this is a great problem to have. You've got a lot of students. It perhaps happened a little bit quicker than you thought. I know that some people have been thinking, oh my goodness, do I need to take on more members of staff? Well, let's just take stock for a moment and take a deep breath, because if you're one of those people feeling overwhelmed, then the most important thing is that we have our systems in place to make life as easy as possible. Now, if you've been following me for a while, or you've listened to the other podcasts from season one, or perhaps you've watched all the Q&As, or you might have even been on my group mentoring program, then you will know that systems are absolutely imperative to ensure that a business runs smoothly and that you can sleep at night. Not having any systems in place and winging it every day is literally, guys, not the one, okay? You need to know exactly from start to finish the journey that a client will take with you from the day that they're interested in your classes all the way through to registering, trialing, signing up, making sure that they have attended their trials, making sure that they have uniform or anything else that they need to have or that you need to assist them with to help them to have a smooth ride when signing up to your school. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you have a lot of clients, then the best thing you can do is absolutely hone in on these systems and make sure that they are as easy as possible for both you and your client. Grab yourself a stack of post-it notes, and on each post-it note, you're going to write the journey clearly, step by step for the client, and underneath, you're going to write in turn what that means for you and what you need to do. And by writing this out clearly and sticking it on your desk in a long line, you can then see what needs to change, what's working for you, and what is making life perhaps a little bit harder than necessary. Now, this is actually something that I do quite regularly because there's always a way to improve on things. And when you're busy, it is difficult. You think, oh my God, Laura, how am I going to find the time to do this? But you need to make that time because I promise you, in the long run, it is going to save you hours. Simply spelling it out in front of yourself, you're going to be able to recognize where the problem areas are and perhaps the little bits that are taking longer than they should. And then you can devise a new way of doing it that is much more efficient and then therefore saving you a hell of a lot of time. Simplify, simplify, simplify. So a good example of this are templates. The amount of people that I have spoken to in the group or in a one-to-one basis who haven't got templates for their emails or their letters or any of their communication yet. And honestly, guys, this is an absolute no-brainer. If you find that you're sending the similar types of email day in, day out, and you haven't got templates, and you are someone that is typing them fresh every single time, stop, give yourself an hour to go back through your emails, your sent folder, find the things that you liked, cut and paste, put them into a separate file, and then literally you can go back through every time you need to send an email, cut and paste it over, and just change the client's name and the information that you need to. If you're not already doing this, you need to get on this straight away. It is going to save you literally hours. And that would be for emails, communication, letters, invoices, anything like that. If you don't have a system that does it for you, templates are definitely the way forward. And of course, if you use Gmail for your email provider, then you can save those templates so that every time you compose a new email, you can click the little dots at the bottom on the right hand side, and that will bring up a list of your templates. Click that and then immediately it will appear. It may take a bit of time for you to go back over your things and just make sure that everything that you've written is exactly what you want to say. And again, there's nothing to stop you from doing this in the future as you go forward. You can keep updating, you can keep changing. But for now, if you've got a set of templates, it is going to save you so much brain space. So get onto that as soon as possible if you haven't already. Now, apart from systems, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was waiting lists. Those of you who are feeling overwhelmed by the amount of clients that you currently have on board, do not be afraid of the waiting list. It is not going to lose you clients. There is a misconception that by having a waiting list, you're going to lose people. They won't wait and they're going to go somewhere else. But trust me, if you are doing your marketing well, people like your brand and they like what they see, people will wait. And in my experience, guys, waiting lists cause a buzz. People are excited. They want to go there because they know that it's popular. There's high demand and there must be a reason behind it. So actually, it's a really good marketing technique. Not to mention the exciting posts that you can put all over your social media when you reopen your waiting lists. People will see that, jump on it, and it will create a mass buzz, which is brilliant. So don't be afraid. If your classes are full, That's okay. That's a brilliant situation. Don't overfill yourself. Don't get to a point where you're sacrificing the quality just because you are scared of losing a client. You would rather have your maximum amount of people in a class and everybody talks about how wonderful your classes are than cram in people left, right, and center just because you're worried that you're going to lose a client and people come away from the class saying that the quality has been sacrificed because of that. So think it's quality over quantity and don't be afraid of the waiting list. Okay, well, with that said, that brings me to a close today. It has been so nice being back on the podcast today. I'm so excited for season two. If there's anything that you really specifically would love me to talk about, then please do let me know in the Facebook group. I will do my best to include your topic. Obviously, life is back to normal again. When I started this group, I was in the middle of a lockdown and I had a lot more time. So I want to be here for you as much as possible. And the podcast is definitely an easier way for me to do that. Now, in some other good news, for those of you who've been asking, I've had several DMs this week, so I thought I should mention it today. I do have a couple of spaces for one-to-ones. Now, the way that I'm doing one-to-ones at the moment is a little bit different. It's much more affordable and will not be taking up a lot of your time, but means that I'm much more accessible to you. So if you are interested in learning more about instant mentoring, then get in touch with me either through Facebook, through DM, or through email via my website, www.danceschoolstartup.com, and I can tell you a little bit more about it. But for now, have a wonderful week and I will speak to you all soon. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.